Shizena Sanka, 33, committed suicide in her house in Mukkeri, Thalassery, Kannur district, Kerala. She was one of the students who happened to be in Standard 6 while Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha State Vice President K.T. Jayakrishnan Master was brutally hacked to death on December 1, 1999, while teaching in the East Mukkeri UP school. The unprecedented and inhuman murder in front of students during school has been unheard of in the entire world until then. All witnesses, 17 students in the class, underwent acute mental trauma and had to undergo heavy counseling to overcome the psychiatric issues. Some of them managed to come back, and some others still fight against the odds. Shizena suffered the worst sort of mental derailment. She never even went to the school's vicinity after that rude shock. The very sight of school books made her panic. The same sound of the ambulance shook her with fear. At last, she passed SSLC as a private student. And she studied up to graduation, again as a private student, thanks to the affectionate pressure from the parents and workers of BJP and RSS. But, the depression and mental anguish pushed her to suicide on February 6. As BJP leader Sandeep Vachaspathi rightly said, even though the CPM killers physically, legally and technically killed only one human being, Jayakrishnan Master, they have assassinated 18 people, that is, Master and 17 students. Shizena's suicide should not be construed as one of the several suicides taking place in the state, said Vachaspathi. Significantly, Acharampath Pradeep, the first accused in the Jayakrishnan murder case, was later elected to the same school's Parents Teachers Association, PTA. Some serious aspects have to be revisited against the backdrop of Shizena's suicide. None of the pro-CPM teachers of the school, colleagues of Jayakrishnan Master, did not show the human gesture of paying the last homage to the slain colleague before the cremation. After 5 years-long investigations, the Additional District Sessions Court and later Kerala High Court sentenced 5 of the 7 accused to death under Section 302 of the Indian Penal Code. Out of 7, the Sessions Judge acquitted the 6th accused. The Supreme Court acquitted all but one, that is, before mentioned, Pradeep. Later on, he was released. The Sessions Court judge who delivered the verdict received several death threats after CPM cadres, led by district leaders, carried out protest marches against the court and the judge. During his protest speech, one leader stated that the death was Jayakrishnan's fate, hence, punishing the comrades was incorrect. Judge, at last, got a transfer to another part of the state, and he still had to live and work with police escort.